The board of the National Service Scheme is holding an emergency meeting to discuss allegations of financial malfeasance at the scheme. A Daily Graphic report today said investigations by the BNI revealed that there are 22,612 ghost names on the payroll of the scheme who had each been paid an allowance of 350 Ghana cedis a month for a year. The report stated that ghost names are distributed by the NSS headquarters to its regional directors, who also distribute them to the district national service directors. The paper also reported 20 district directors had been picked up for their alleged involvement in the malfeasance. The public relations officer of NSS, Ambrose Ntswa, said although the service is aware of such acts, it's surprised at the magnitude.
For now, we're going to have an emergency board meeting to look at the issues that have come up. A bit surprising because of the figures involved. Certainly, every Ghanaian would be worried when one hears about such huge figures. So even though we have not been informed officially of the issues pertaining the arrest of some of our district directors, we have heard as management, even though we were not formally or officially informed, we were aware that the exercise was going on by the BNI. We did not know until this morning that some of our district directors have been picked up in connection with the exercise. So we cannot even say how many of them. We are also getting the report from the media that 20 in number, but we cannot confirm that for now.
By the report, some of the names were generated from the headquarters. Doesn't the headquarters have any knowledge about this?
Officially, we have not instituted any system for generating ghost names from the head office. Now, let me explain that. PIN codes are generated from the head office. In line with our modus operandi, we generate the PIN code to prospective national service persons based on the master list of students we will receive from all the tertiary institutions across the country. And when these students receive their PIN codes, they then go online to register. So if someone talks about generating PIN codes from the head office, yes, we do generate PIN codes from the head office and send them. But as to whether those so-called ghost names were generated from the head office, it's something that I'm not privy to and cannot confirm.
On the intended demonstration to be held tomorrow by the 2013 NSS personnel, Mr. Ntswa said although the NSS is aware of this, it's waiting on executives of the association to furnish the secretariat with the details.
We have made a number of attempts to resolve the issue. In the report that you have made reference to, I hear it's about 22,000 or so, you would understand that some of these services who are saying that they have not been paid their allowances and attending demonstration may be included. The National Security gave a deadline for all service persons to pay their allowances. That was up to the 19th of September. Unfortunately, not all of them were able to do that. The understanding was that some of the service persons had completed their national service and had gone back. We would understand again that people are posted maybe from other regions and they have come back. And they needed to go back and collect the allowances, by which time the deadline had expired, so they could not be paid. We have spoken to them, saying that they could, based on their own decision, they could hold on for us to exhaust all the channels of communication and then redress of their grievances and see how best we would all go through to pay the allowance. I'm aware that yesterday they had a meeting with the Deputy Minister of Education, and there was some understanding, and they said this morning they will get back to him with their final decision after National Executive Committee of NASPA had met.
But can they be assured that they are going to be paid the allowance?
It rests with the National Security, because it was National Security that gave the deadline because of the exercises they were carrying out, which was quite understandable. We have used the ministry to get to the National Security to consider extension of time to enable those who have not been paid to receive their allowances.
PRO of the NSS, Ambrose Ntswa. Meanwhile, our correspondent, Mariana Tule, is at the premises of the National Service Scheme, where the emergency meeting is being held, and joins us on the line. Hello, Marianne.
Hello, Mercy.
Yes, what can you tell us about the outcome of the meeting?
Yeah, I'm currently at the headquarters of the National Service Secretariat, where an emergency meeting is ongoing. And I spoke to the public relations officer. He says the media is not allowed in, so we are not part of the meeting. Only the board of directors who are to be part of the meeting. So they will be part after the meeting. And during the time I was there, and I'm even still there, I gathered that the Deputy Minister of Communication came around to let the board of directors know that they are supposed to furnish the ministry and government with information on the BNI investigation that have uncovered deep-rotted roots at the National Service Secretariat. The meeting is still ongoing, and the place is very tight, and we are not allowed in. So we'll get back when the meeting is over.
And Marianne, how long do you think this meeting would last?
Yeah, when I spoke to the public relations officer, he said because it's an emergency meeting, they can't tell some of the agendas or some of the items that they will be discussing today, and it can take the whole day. He didn't tell us exactly the time the meeting will be over.
And can you tell us the atmosphere, the secretariat?
Yes, everyone wouldn't want to talk to the media. The whole place is quiet, and it's really difficult getting someone to talk. We're just lucky that the public relations officer stepped out a minute to do something. And people are those who want posting, those who want to change their posting are still hanging around, but they came around to tell them that they have to go because they are in a meeting. They should go and come back on Tuesday, since Monday is a holiday.
Thank you, Mary Anna Atule, our correspondent at the National Service Headquarters.
We are joined on the line by the presidential staffer, Dr. Clement Apak. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, and good afternoon to your listeners.
Now, with this rot uncovered, are you surprised at the figures involved in the National Service operations by the BNI?
Well, first of all, I think it is important to put on record that the BNI investigation was carried out at the as a result of a directive by President John Dramani Mahama. And of course, whilst, you know, most of us are quite shocked regarding the magnitude of what is being uncovered, I can say that when it is all said and done, the figures are likely to be much bigger than are being revealed. And therefore, I think that we need to be patient and to allow the mandated institution complete the assignment given to it by the president as part of his effort, not only to plug loopholes through which the state has lost much needed resources, but also to prosecute members of society, and particularly those in the public sector who have made it their stock in trade to use their influential positions to deny the good people of Ghana of much needed development through these kinds of schemes.
Now, what happens next to these officials who might be culpable in this act?
Well, we are a country of laws. We also allow for everyone to have their day in court. So the needed processes as per the laws of the land will be activated. And I believe that the processes have already begun with those 20 coordinators who are currently being questioned by the BNI. I think that, you know, we as citizens, as the president has said time and again, we all have a role to play in terms of the fight against corruption by both exposing and bringing forward information to the state and to government, which can lead to the uncovering of acts of corruption and, of course, to the prosecution of such acts and retrieval of resources that should come to the state. And I must say that given the kinds of work that I have been associated with, I can tell you that the work of and the contributions of ordinary citizens has complemented the work of security agencies, which have been looking into various reported acts of leakages in the state. So, you know, citizens should be rest assured that if and when they have information which can help expose acts of fraud and acts of corruption and acts of siphoning money from the public purse, that information, and as far as it's actionable, government would act on it. And I think that the president, when he says that he's very determined to fight corruption regardless of when and where it occurred. As the President of the Republic of Ghana, his directive to the BNI, which has led to this uncovering of massive fraud against the state, is only one example of many other investigations which are ongoing.
Now, you already made it clear that this action was instigated by the Office of the President. Now, is it likely that it will be extended to other government institutions?
Well, the simple answer is yes. And I don't think that anyone should be surprised, because on several occasions and on several platforms, the President has spoken very forcefully and boldly about his determination to fight corruption, his willingness to plug loopholes, and indeed his ability to take on and fight corruption head on. And so, yes, I can tell you that there are several other investigations which are going on in different areas of the public sector, because it is very clear that the amounts of money that we lose as a state as a result of these kinds of schemes is something that certainly cannot be acceptable. And the President is very determined to get to the bottom of these kinds of schemes, and also to retrieve the needed monies and punish those who are going to be found culpable. So the simple answer is that, yes, there are other investigations going on pertaining to different sectors of the public sector.
Well, thank you very much, sir, for your time. Dr. Clement Apak is a presidential staffer.